is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The 26th day of March 2017, Republic Broadcasting Network, Round Rock, Texas, RepublicBroadcasting.org, the legendary Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, the last couple days have been a real crap storm in alternative media circles, as many of you are watching that actually pay attention. I mean, we might as well start off with Alex Jones and James Alafontis comment ping pong, the massive nuclear warfare basically going on under the surface. Mr. Producer, am I sounding all right? Okay, excellent. I got a bunch of these clips, and Alafontis obviously, I guess, just came on 60 Minutes tonight. Now, I saw some things floating around on Twitter where this freak show Rick Wilson, this Republican never-Trumper, it really reminds you of a Glenn Beck type. He talked about putting a bullet in Trump and all that during the campaign. If you remember Rick Wilson, this bald-headed pedo-looking guy with the flappy ears and the glasses. Looks like a real creep. Anyway, he's got me blocked on Twitter, by the way, but I've seen other people posting the stuff. He said basically CAC is going to die tonight on 60 Minutes, and I guess this had to do with the Alifantis and the fake news stuff and all this stuff, to where it looks to me, and I'm gonna get into this as we play the clips, but it looks to me like there's some very heavy hitters here that threatened Alex Jones, threatened his business. And I've got a David Seaman clip with this kind of questionable journalist, David Seaman, Alex Jones apologies. And then he goes back on the air today to do some clarifications, and he was supposed to drop this big bombshell. And, you know, there's a lot going on here, and I think that there's some very, let's just say, powerful individuals behind the scenes that got this stuff going on to where it's very freaky. But let's go ahead and set the stage. Mr. Producer, get clip one ready. Now, this is Alex Jones on Friday. I happen to be listening live. William Binney from former NSA bigwig, Larry Klayman, Chris Paranto from Benghazi, all these guys were on the program Friday. And so towards the end of when he was about to get off the air, he said, and he breaks out this statement, and basically the statement, you could tell it was prepared by lawyers, and he read from it. And so basically, you could tell it was legalese. It was prepared by a legal professional. And so, Mr. Producer, let's hit clip one to set the stage.
Alex Jones here with an important note to our viewing, listening, and reading audiences. I'm going to read to you from a statement that's also posted to Infowars.com that I wrote yesterday. Last fall, before the presidential election, a large number of media outlets began reporting on allegations arising from emails released by WikiLeaks that appeared to come from John Podesta, who served President Clinton and Obama and was the chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. Dozens of those stories and articles raised or discussed theories that some of Podesta's emails contained code words for human trafficking and/or pedophilia. Stories also included allegations connecting members of the Democratic Party with a number of restaurants allegedly involved with a child sex ring. These stories were cited and discussed in social media and went viral on the internet. One of the persons mentioned in many of the stories in the media was a Washington, D.C. restaurant owner named James Alifantis and his pizza restaurant, Comet Ping Pong. It is fair to say that Mr. Alifantis is a prominent individual who has been mentioned as a power player in Washington. Mr. Alifantis and his restaurant were mentioned in many stories published by a lot of different outlets. Mr. Alifantis was quoted in many subsequent stories, and he denied any involvement in such reported child sex rings. Hey, these Mr. denials Producer, were reported in the national media and many...
Now, how's the guy that owns this little shack pizza parlor, by the way, folks, named in certain magazines as like the fifth most influential person in D.C., like business owner, okay? This place is a little shotgun pizza parlor. Okay, let's resume, Mr. Producer.
Any other outlets and news websites. The volume of stories was substantial, generating national headlines, and came to be known across the country as Pizzagate. We at InfoWars became part of that national discussion. We broadcast commentary about the allegations and the theory that the emails contained code words. We raised questions about information in Mr. Podesta's emails and in the Comet Ping Pong restaurant. We believed at the time that further investigation was necessary. In December of 2016, we disassociated ourselves from the Pizzagate claims and theories, a position we reiterated last month after being contacted by Mr. Alifantis. In late February of 2017, we received a letter from Mr. Alifantis asking that we retract certain statements that he says were made in seven of our broadcasts between the last week of November and the first week of December in 2016. We have attempted through our lawyers to contact Mr. Alifantis to discuss with him what sort of statement he would like to see made. In our commentary about what had become known as Pizzagate, I made comments about Mr. Alifanis that in hindsight I regret and for which I apologize to him. We were participating in a discussion that was being written about by scores of media outlets in one of the most hotly contested and disputed political environments our country has ever seen. We relied on third-party accounts of alleged activities and conduct at the restaurant. We also relied on accounts of reporters who were no longer with us. This was an ever-evolving story, which had a huge amount of commentary about it across many, many media outlets. As I have said before, what became a heightened focus on Mr. Alifanis and Comet Ping Pong by many media outlets was not appropriate. To my knowledge today, neither Mr. Alifanis nor his restaurant, Comet Ping Pong, were involved in any human trafficking, as was part of the theories about Pizzagate that were being written about in the media outlets and which we commented upon. I want our viewers and listeners to know that we regret any negative impact our commentaries may have had on Mr. Alifanis, Comet Ping Pong, or its employees. We apologize to the extent our commentaries could be considered as negative statements about Mr. Alifanis or Comet Ping Pong, and we hope that anyone else involved in commenting on Pizzagate will do the same thing. Here's what we've done to clarify to the public. Months ago, we took down the majority of broadcasts and videos, including ones that only passingly mentioned Pizzagate. This happened months before we were even contacted by Mr. Alifanis. Mr. Alifanis objected to portions of seven particular radio/TV broadcasts. We have taken down those seven broadcasts, and we have attempted to take down any broadcast that mentioned Mr. Alifanis or Comet Ping Pong. We have attempted to do so not just on our website, but also on social media sites such as our YouTube channel. If Mr. Alifanis has any other objections, we invite him to let us know. Two reporters who used to be associated with us are no longer with us. In a recent broadcast, I invited Mr. Alifanis on our program to state what he wanted to, and I again do so here. He has given interviews to many media outlets, and he is welcome to come on our show. In issuing this statement, we are not admitting that Mr. Alifanis or his restaurants have any legal claim. We do not believe they do, but we are issuing this statement because we believe it's the right thing to do. It will be no surprise to you that we will fight for children across America. But the Pizzagate narrative, as least as concerning Mr. Alifanis and Comet Ping Pong, we have subsequently determined was based upon what we now believe was an incorrect narrative. Despite the fact that we were far from the genesis of this story, it is never easy to admit when your commentaries are based on inaccurate information. But we feel like we owe it to you, the listeners, viewers, and supporters, to make that statement and to give an apology to you and Mr. Alifanis when we do. All we right, encourage you to hold us accountable.
Go ahead, stop it there. You get the gist of it. So that was complete legalese crafted by bar members, so forth and so on. Look, Jones is one of the big fish in this tank. You know how many people on YouTube documentaries have been made mentioning Alifanis, thousands of different YouTube vids. Ben Swan was taken down. He went dark. Who knows where he's at? I haven't, I can only keep up on so much. I'm a one-person operation. I'm not a big deal. Now, look, in Jones's defense, he's got a big operation there. He's got employees depending on him. It's a high-powered organization. Now, there's a couple things here. Alifanis and some. Now, listen, David Brock, Media Matters. Recent heart attack victim. This was Alifanis' boyfriend. You see pictures of Alifanis in rubber shirts. You get into the whole rubber world with the pervs and stuff. I mean, this guy's a creep. Whether he's involved in the pedo racket or not, I don't know. But looking at the creep, he reminds me of Tim Kaine, a little bit younger. But whatever. I mean, here's the thing about guys like me and you and we're going to run off at the mouth and I say, Alifanis, you look like a creep. You're probably a procurer for some very powerful individuals that can snuff people out and snuff out multi-million dollar corporations like Free Speech Systems over there, InfoWars, LLC, whatever the hell they are down there in Austin. And so, listen, Jones, you have to admit this. he was one of the reasons that basically Trump made it through this gauntlet from hell to be selected as the president. Now, you could say the whole thing was a WWE crap show and it was all fake from the beginning, and you can have that kind of jaundiced eye. And I said this at the outset when Trump jumped in, this could be the largest reverse psychological operation ever attempted on a population this size. And look, a part of me still looks at it through that lens. But even looking post election and looking at the individuals that are, you know, throwing themselves, you know, the assassination rhetoric and all of this coming from people of all different stripes, there's something about Trump that I'm just going to say right now, I'm not going, you know, like Jeff Rentz, I was listening to him the other night in the last few nights, and he's already turned completely on Trump. So it's 3/26. He was inaugurated on the 20th? So it's about 66 days that Trump's been in office, okay? Now, I've got some interesting clips and things we're going to get through tonight, but it's just like, check this out. I mean, this is the microwave, tap your foot in front of the microwave type mentality. Even a 60-something-year-old guy like Jeff Rentz, who's a old hand at this. He's been on the internet since it came up. I've been reading Jeff Rentz since the mid-1990s, folks, when I first got access to the internet, when the internet came up, and a few others. And so, but Rentz has already turned sour on Trump to where he's ready to throw him under the bus as basically a crafted, either Rentz is saying this, Trump is either a fake from the giddy up or somebody got to him and gave him that kind of JFK-esque speech that's like, we're going to whack you unless you go along. Well, if you got to pay attention to the big picture and all this. Trump is not going along necessarily. Some of the things he is and some of the things he's not. And you got to realize you can't go from basically a global, hegemonic, wacko Roman Empire, Obama, Annie White, weird commie Marxists bathe the White House in rainbow lighting crap to George Washington in 66 days. And so people are getting, you know, this, people are getting overloaded, folks. And I feel the overload, and I know you do, but we've got to decompress here. And we got to keep our eyes on the ball and realize with climate stuff, with trade, with domestic policies, the ICE agents are you know, doing their job again. You got to give this thing a minute, okay? Do not and look, I'm giving myself advice at the same time and I'm on the air talking to you. But it's just like, you know what? I'm not going to do this time. There's so many anomalous weird things going on where I'm not ready to throw Trump to the piranhas just yet and say, you know what, Trump, you were fake from the giddy up. You're completely crafted, stage managed. The whole thing's bogus. I'm not going to judge his heart because I know that the God that created this world can do what he wants with whom he wants. And there's enough people in this country that still love the country and still want to see some decent things happen that aren't ready to throw in the towel, that Trump is a flawed dude. He's been swimming in the cesspit for so long, but you know what? God can do what he does with anybody he wants. And so don't you dare ever think that just because Trump has got Jared around him and the Chabad Lubavitch gang and Mnuchin and all these other ones, the Cohens and all of, it doesn't matter. Keep your eyes open. Pray that this thing turns around. And we gotta see what Jeff Sessions has been up to, too. I mean, nobody's heard from him. We got to be wondering what he's got up his sleeve, and because this guy's kind of hardcore, too. But we're coming up on break, and we're gonna finish this with this Jones Pizzagate, like, nuclear warfare that's happening. Right when this Pizzagate protests were going on, and then APAC's going on right now. And so it's very fascinating. But Mr. Alafontis, I've got part of his video that I guess just aired on 60 Minutes. I found this on one of my YouTubers. But think about this kind of coalescing. Jones apologizes Friday. Pizzagate protests.
Without the right accessories.
Alafontis is coming into the, to do the 60 Minutes interviews about to air. So the whole thing is weird. I guess Jones knew this was about to drop, and the lawyers, to cover his rear end. Now, it's interesting that a couple of these reporters are no longer there, he said, too. Was Joe Biggs one of them, Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs. Michael Hastings' friend, Joe Biggs, got into this kind of drunken thing with a guy at his apartment complex. And then he left after that, and he said, well, my old lady's about to have a kid, blah, blah, blah. So we'll cover this on the other side, folks. I hear the music, but some interesting things happening, so stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Incendiary Radio. Mr. Producer, if you didn't get my message, have clip 17 ready to go. Now, this was from Jones's show today. I just happened to pop it on, and David Knight was doing the show. David Knight, really smart guy. But this is Jones, and I'm just going to play a few seconds of his. He kind of did a follow-up because he knew Friday he dropped this whole apology, legalese statement about Pizzagate and Alafontis, and that then today he had to come on and do a little clarification. So let's hit 17 real quick, Mr. Producer. Number 17. It's a Pizzagate response. Well, I'll wait. You can just go ahead and play it when you can. But yeah, he basically comes on there.
Whether we acknowledge the fact or not, we are on a battlefield surrounded by enemy combatants who want to kill us.
Go ahead, everyone that we love. That's the wrong video. I might have screwed something up there. But anyway, so Jones does basically a kind of a backup video today where he explains and he gets into more or less the main kind of pedophilia stuff. He didn't drop any new information, and so let's see. Let's get Mr. Siemens. Mr. Producer, see if you can get clip 20. This is David Seaman. And so he drops a video today about Jones, which he breaks it down kind of in an interesting fashion. And now Seaman's got his own problems. He's been – go ahead and play it whenever you get a chance.
Schedule lately, I don't normally catch shows live. I normally watch them on YouTube after they go up. But since Alex Jones was promoting on Twitter the biggest Pizzagate revelations ever, I tuned in live. And I have to say, as much as Alex Jones and some of his colleagues have been peers of mine in the past and have been very genuine and helpful colleagues who've helped me out when others chose not to help me out in terms of giving me coverage and giving me articles, I have to say I'm deeply disappointed in Alex Jones. I'm unsubscribing from his channel tonight. He had an opportunity to blow the lid wide open on Pizzagate, and when he gave his weird retraction of the claims surrounding Comet Pizza in D.C. and surrounding James Alefantis, when he gave that retraction, it felt like he was being forced to do it, like he was reading a printout from his lawyer who was saying to him, you've got to read this out, dude, or you're going to lose your business and you might lose your money. And Alex Jones has a family. He has probably pretty big expenses. I understand the need to keep his business from going bankrupt. I don't think he did a crazy thing by doing whatever his lawyer advised him to do, if that's indeed what he did. And by reading that out, he did it in such an insincere manner, in my personal opinion, that those of us who saw him do that, we kind of got the message and were like, oh, you're doing this to protect your business, but you're still going to pursue it. We get it. But tonight was a total letdown, and here's why. He publicly distanced himself from Comet Pizza specifically, and where I see a problem with that, in my opinion, again, just my views, where I see a problem with that is that I have a source who is formerly with a three-letter agency. I can't say if it's CIA or NSA or what have you, but it begins with a C and it ends with an A. And this particular source, who's been a very good source to me, very accurate about things ahead of time, he actually said to me that the reason why there's been so much heat put upon people covering Comet Pizza and covering James Alefantis specifically, the reason why there's been such an insane amount of heat and threats and legal action against those individuals covering that aspect of Pizzagate, which is, of course, Pizzagate is a bigger story. Pizzagate was created by John Podesta's emails that ended up on WikiLeaks. That was the creator of Pizzagate, was John Podesta and nobody else. The fact that he's using pizza as a code word for something hundreds of times in his leaked emails led a number of researchers around the world down a very dark rabbit hole. And it's a rabbit hole that I've covered as a journalist and that I mostly believe in. I mostly believe Pizzagate is real. Do I believe there's necessarily a basement underneath of Comet Pizza where Hillary Clinton tortures kids? Do I believe that? Of course not. That was part of the false narrative to discredit all of this. But by distancing himself publicly to his millions of viewers from Comet Pizza, I have to unsubscribe from Alex Jones because I can no longer trust him. Sorry. Thank you guys so much for your help in the past. Paul Joseph Watson hopefully still considers me to be a peer. I have enormous respect for him personally. I don't have any remaining respect for Alex Jones because my former source at that three-letter agency told me that there was so much heat put upon people covering Comet Pizza because that is actually the piece of the puzzle that would easily unravel this thing. A proper federal investigation from Homeland Security or from FBI, a proper grand jury looking into this stuff would easily conclude from Comet Pizza's financial ties and financial history that something does not make sense here. And of course, in the John Podesta WikiLeaks, they created a pizza pack. Nobody knows exactly what that is or what the legal implications of moving campaign funds into a fucking pizza shop are. Nobody knows what the alleged implications of that alleged action might be, but it's bad news. And so Comet Pizza, with proper federal investigation, would unravel all of these creeps in a big way. And I won't go into further details because okay, I can't risk this video going down.
Go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Prusin. I know we're probably coming into a break, but here's what's crazy. These guys are running in White House circles. These guys are doing – you know, parties at the White House with Obama. And, you know, this guy, Obama, we've all known for all this time, is a real freak show in his own right. With Michelle, her questionable Michael-Michelle thing, and Reggie Love, and these Hollywood Jewish actors tied with Obama, and the whole Chicago man's country, the whole gay bar thing, and the dead gay choir guys at the Reverend Wright's church. We all know about all this stuff, but people, we're in this microwave kind of ADD generation to where we can't even recall all the dirt on somebody because the dirt piles on so high that you forget about like the stack that's like three or four layers down. So we'll see you guys on the other side of the break, but we'll continue this on the other side.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights.
Mr. Producer, go ahead and get clip 17 ready. But so now here we're at. And guess what? The computer down there with the producer he's dealing with, his is all clowning. And guess who's mine is as well? Anybody's covering this pedo stuff, there's some weird flack you're going to take. And so Jones is feeling it. And I think this is a kind of a twofold thing with Jones. He's one of the people that is really, whether you hate him or love him, he's millions of people listen to the stuff. And he's pulled a lot of people out of slumber. Now, you could say it's another level of slumber. You can make these arguments or whatever. But let's just say he leads you to a stream and you can drink. And then you can get further into your own, you know, into your own research and go further into this. But he's basically one of these initiatory phases for a lot of people. You can hear him talk about it across many different spectrums. They're like, yeah, well, I got kind of into Alex Jones, and then bam, then they go off into their own realms. And so, you know, you can hate on the guy all you want. But most of the people out here that hate on Jones, they're people with nothing to show for it. And so has he had to, you know, trade off some of his integrity? Sure. To make to become one of these big fish in the pond? Sure. Could you or I probably do that? And, you know, I can't. I don't even want people to know who I am, let alone have employees or any of this other crap. And so I just do this as a kind of a venting mechanism. And I think that basically I have one of the guys, I'm going to read some of his stuff. He's told me I have perspicacity, which is basically a fancy word for like discernment and a way to kind of look through the Rorschach test and find things. But I do this basically because I think I have something to contribute, and a lot of you guys like the, you know, what I bring, and that's fine. And I'm not asking for anybody's money. I'm not trying to go to that route. Just support the network. None of the hosts on RBN get paid, and so it's a good outlet. RBN's been here, held the legendary people that have went through this radio station that have been hosts. It's amazing. I wish they would put on the website a list of everybody that's ever been a host on RBN, just to keep compiling one. I think that would be a great archive to have somewhere on the front page. List of hosts that have been, RBN people, and I think it would freak a lot of people out, because a lot of people forget all the personalities that have been on RBN, because, I mean, this network's been around a long time, folks, and so keep the network going, even if it's, you know, a couple dollars, and whenever you get a little extra something that you don't think's going to impact you personally negatively. Anyway, so let's listen to a little bit of Alex Jones today, and I got a whole lot of other stuff to cover, but this is a big, big deal, because and after we play just a short bit of Jones, we're going to get deep into why they're doing this. Go ahead and hit 17.
On Friday, I issued a statement on Infowars.com, but also broadcast on my daily show, basically clarifying my position concerning what has become known as the Pizzagate controversy, and apologizing to James Alifanis of Comet Ping Pong Pizza in D.C. Now, why did I do that? Because I am preparing to go on the offense against real child traffickers and those abusing children. And because, going back to December 1st of last year, I have told my crew at InfoWars that I believed this to be a manufactured controversy by MSM to discredit those researching and exposing the epidemic across the world of powerful elites and others abusing and exploiting children. So please take notes and research for yourself the bombshell information I'm about to cover. In early November of 2016, we began to get exclusive information from law enforcement giving us tips into open source areas to research. And it dealt with the Clintons and with prominent members of the Democratic Party, admittedly going to Aleister Crowley events and the bizarre information inside the WikiLeaks emails. We didn't know exactly what to make of it. But our law enforcement sources in New York and New Jersey said, watch, Anthony Weiner is going to be investigated for child porn on his phone and contacting minors. We were the first to report that because we had sources. But before we could get all that information looked at, suddenly people on online message boards and forums began to get distracted to a pizza place in D.C. Then MSNBC, CNN, you name it, the Washington Post, New York Times, they focused on Comic Ping Pong because there had been code words in New York concerning pizza that law enforcement was saying was connected to possible child pornography and trafficking. That was separate. So MSM began to focus on a pizza place that did have some prominent Democrats going to it. What we now know is an attempt to distract everyone onto the probably completely innocent pizza place away from the bombshell information unfolding in New York and other areas. So as soon as I began to figure that out, long before I was attacked in MSM for covering it, long before Mr. Alifanis sent me a letter just a month ago saying he'd like me to retract, I clicked to it. Why was everybody focusing on this pizza place and not on all the incredible bombshells we saw happening in New York, Hawaii, California, you name it? So to be clear, the reason I put this letter out to Mr. Alifanis is because I believe he and his employees are innocent people and have been sucked into this, just like I've been sucked into it. And if MSM would just be honest,
right,
they could track
ahead,
back.
It there. And go ahead and stop it. Basically, Jones is reverting back to Anthony Weiner and the laptop and, you know, hundreds of thousands of who knows what kind of weird trash. Now, remember Weiner and Huma Abedin, the Saudi honeypot on basically Hillary. You know, you had the Israeli honeypot on Bill with Lewinsky, and then you had the Saudi crypto-Judaic Wahhabist honeypot on Hillary. We know probably Hillary likes chicks. And so Huma was the honeypot for Hillary. And then you got this Jewish New Yorker, Weiner, freak show. And he I don't know how the hell he marries Huma. That's the weirdest thing ever. But if you get into the crypto-Judaic nature of the Saudis, and the Donma in Turkey, then you kind of get this, the new Sultan, Erdogan, and all the weird trash going on over there. But let's just say this. So Jones is reverting back to that, basically the Abramovic spirit cooking stuff and then the Weiner stuff as basically a fallback point. From Alifantis. Now, look, this Alifantis character with his ex-boyfriend or whatever, David Brock, recent heart attack, Media Matters, heavy hitter DNC, Alifantis throwing parties at the White House. There's something else here, and I think Seaman is actually right there. And Seaman is he kind of creeps me out. And a lot of people have been doing, you know, hit pieces on Seaman. What a last name to have, Seaman. Gosh, can you imagine the razzing he took as a kid? If that's his real name or not, who knows? But if you're gonna pick that as your last name, Seaman, I don't know who would, unless he does seem a little feminine too, like he's gay or something. But anyway, moving on. But the whole thing ties into this. Let's play, and this just got dumped. This is the Get Clip 22 ready. Now, this is James Alifantis. I guess this aired on 60 Minutes. I pulled this up from Enter the Stars, one of the YouTubers I follow, and this is the kind of Alifantis softball interview that 60 Minutes just did with him. So let's run clip 22, and you might have to turn that up, Mr. Producer.
This past December, Edgar Welch opened fire in a Washington, D.C. pizzeria. He told police he was there to rescue children forced into prostitution by Hillary Clinton.
The story of Secretary Clinton's child sex trafficking operation in a pizzeria was invented before the election by fraudulent news sites and shared by millions. James Elefantis owns the restaurant.
It started on November 4th, 2016, where I started to get strange messages directly into Instagram and to Facebook. And these direct messages were saying all kinds of very strange and bizarre things.
Like what?
What are you doing?
Many of the threats, death threats, I think, were some of the worst. People saying that they wanted to see my guts cut out and spill on the floor of my restaurant. One person said that they prayed that someone would come and kill everyone. And it was terrifying moments.
Oh, he's crying.
Welch fired into the only locked door in the restaurant and found, much to his surprise, no sex slaves. No one was hurt, unless you count Elefantis, an innocent bystander at a character assassination.
What? It went from a few people buzzing about something online or inside of chat rooms that we never would have seen before to suddenly being blasted to millions and millions of people.
The police say there is no sex trafficking conspiracy, but millions read about it on dozens of websites, including one called Danger and Plague, which...
Okay, part three.
Quote, Clinton's inner circle includes child traffickers, pedophiles, and now members of a sex cult. Danger and Play is written by Michael Cernovich, a Southern California lawyer who describes himself as right of center politically, but who has become a magnet for readers with a taste for stories with no basis in fact.
These news stories are fakes.
They're definitely not fake.
They're lies.
They're not lie at all. 100% true.
Do you believe that, or do you say that because it's important for marketing your website?
Oh, I believe it. I don't say anything that I don't believe.
That doesn't seem like a very high bar.
It's a high bar because I'm an attorney. I know how to weigh and measure evidence. Here's the story of my life.
Cernovich streams commentary daily and publishes on...
All right, go ahead. We'll stop it there. But so I guess they're throwing Cernovich under the bus there in the 60 Minutes deal, which is interesting. Cernovich is a Jewish guy, and so you got to take this angle into it. Is Cernovich like the magnet for a bunch of the other outlets to get taken down on purpose? Okay, like InfoWars and so forth. Gateway Pundit's got this latest thing about Cernovich talking about this, and I haven't had a chance because Gateway Pundit's such a crazy website. When you go onto it, it takes it forever to load. It's so full of who knows adware, spyware, whatever. I don't know, but it's a crazy website. And my computer, when I'm about to come on the air, when I got a bunch of articles pulled up, I just can't go on a site like that, like Gateway Pundit or The Blaze or a couple of these other ones, or they'll just freeze your computer up. But anyway, what's interesting, Jones got caught up in this, but I'm wondering this. Are people out there with no money, the people that have done Pizzagate documentaries, people... the YouTubers, are any of them getting threatened to be sued? This is the real question we have to ask, because number one, Jones has money to where some punk like Elefantis could try to get paid from, and some of the other people don't. And then number two, are they trying to punish Jones because of basically, you know, the whole Trump thing and, you know, helping Trump, you know, pass this little membrane he had to get into the White House, if you believe elections still have any kind of relevance or not. You got to decide that on yourself, what this is. Or is this just another publicity stunt? You know, it's hard to say when you're looking at these things, but... So you got Elefantis coming on 60 Minutes. You got Jones with his... statement. I mean, this thing went all over online, and so we're going to leave it there. We're coming up on break, and then we're going to move on into a bunch of this other stuff. But I wanted to talk about, when we come back, the Jewish community centers, all these threats being done by a Jewish individual. And basically, I noticed Matt Drudge had a pretty big blackout on that. You would think on the Drudge Report, if a Jewish character gets busted for doing the big threats to the Jewish community centers, that that would be up front near the top on the Drudge Report, and it wasn't. That's why, you know, a lot of people are looking at Drudge. It's like, damn, Drudge, you selectively edited that one out. Mossad Matt Drudge, you know, he's the guy that gets to bust the Lewinsky scandal. And we know Lewinsky was a Israeli kind of Jewish honeypot on Bill Clinton. And it probably had to do with the Israeli Palestinian things going on at the time. The Yitzhak Rabin, Yasser Arafat handshake on the White House lawn, where Clinton got to look like the big peacemaker. And then Rabin gets assassinated by Yigal Amir, this kind of crazy Orthodox settler type who, you know, there's a bunch of these types, man, where a Jewish politician like Rabin can't even try to make peace, or they're going to come after him. And so we'll see you guys on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio. Keep listening. Homicide, sweet suicide. Natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on. And it's no place you want to go.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
All right, we're back, Incendiary Radio. You know, before I get off of this, I got a few minutes left. Mr. Producer, get clip 12 ready. This has to do with these 500 DC children missing and, you know, this 2016-2017 thing. Let me say this. Alifantis and this Comet Pizza, I think there's some very powerful individuals here that have the power of basically assassination. And I think there's some scared people. These pedo networks, I think, are some of the highest levels of the satanic underworld. And so when you get into Hollywood and the contracts that are necessary for you to become somebody big, the rituals and all those things that I've talked about, the same thing happens in the political world. And so let's see here. Clip 12, and this is alternative media TV. Very interesting, but let's go ahead and hit that. This is about these 500 DC kids.
ties in perfectly. This is from yournewswire.com. FBI. Again, the mainstream media is not going to report on this. FBI, 500 missing children since 2017 may be part of an elite pedo ring. 500 missing children since 2017 may be part of an elite pedo ring. The FBI are set to investigate the disappearance of 501 children in Washington, D.C. Now, I did an exclusive report on this last night, a breaking report, which was all going down live on these missing D.C. girls. I encourage you to watch it and share it. And if you have any information on these missing D.C. girls, and again, help us separate fact from fiction, please contact your authorities. You know, some reason the mainstream media wasn't reporting on this. It actually took Harvey Levin of TMZ, who's ranting and raving about Kim Kardashian's latest butt injection, to make a video and to kind of put this on the radar, of which I give him credit for. But I'm kind of also wondering again, how does this tie into the pedo march today in Washington, D.C., everything that's gone down with Alex Jones and all this, all these shenanigans. And, you know, here we have allegedly all these girls missing.
Okay, go ahead.
I think one of them
there,
was found.
Mr. Producer, now I'm seeing all this floating around on Twitter, folks. A bunch of these young girls are, of course, black. And so there's this, like, auditorium full of black people, like, D.C.-type people that are, want to have public hearings about where the hell's all these kids, blah, blah, blah. And then some of these mentally ill, like, blacks on Twitter, and it could be bots, I don't know, but they're basically saying Donald Trump's involved in a conspiracy, a melanin conspiracy to steal basically the color out of these people's skin and all this weird trash. You see this floating around on Twitter. I'm like, I don't know if this is psyops and psy warfare, divide and conquer, race war stuff. It's very weird. And then there's people saying it was a room full of black people. There wasn't no white people there. They don't care about missing black kids. The whole thing is freaky. I don't know if it's real news. I don't know if it's fake. I don't know if this is put out here to create hysteria. I've been hearing and I've been reporting in the last few months about a higher than average numbers of missing kids in that D.C. District of Criminals, the Viper Beltway. I'm here in Midwest. I don't know if any of this is true. You just got to report on it and comment on it. But it's weird, and you got to look at how it affects your fellow human beings and how what kind of hysteria and emotional reaction. I mean, to accuse President Trump, he's stealing these little black girls because they want the melanin. You know what I mean? I mean, now, I don't know if it's some weirdo, military side war person that put the tweet out. You don't know about Twitter because, nobody, you just don't know. I mean, there's so much out here but it's just insane. The Paul News Network, POL, the 4chan stuff. I mean, the 4chan people predicted David Brock having a heart attack a couple weeks before the David Brock heart attack happens. You follow some of this and you're like, what the hell are we dealing with? Bots, AI, just lunacy. Alright, first hour done, second hour coming up.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. go to AppSupport.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to AppSupport.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at AppSupport.com. That's AppSupport.com.
Listening to the Republic.